This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, April 15th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Early Sunday, Iran attacked Israel from within Iran and from proxies inside Iraq, Syria, and southern Lebanon, reports the Associated Press. This was in response to a strike on an Iranian consular building in Syria earlier this month, which killed two Iranian generals, which has been widely blamed on Israel. On Sunday morning, Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said that 99% of the aerial threats were shot down, which he said was a strategic achievement, reports the Jerusalem Post. In a separate briefing, Avi Hyman, Israel's National Public Diplomacy Directorate, said this.
Iran has been pulling the strings since October 7th through Hamas and their other proxies. Now they have decided to take off their mask and act directly against us. Last night, Iran initiated a severe and unprecedented attack, launching 180 suicide drones, 120 ballistic missiles, 30 cruise missiles. All were sent by the genocidal tyrants of Tehran with the explicit intent of killing Israeli men, women, and children. Thankfully, 99% were intercepted.
However, a small number of the dozens of ground-to-ground Iranian missiles struck Israel, wounding a girl and causing light damage to a military installation in the south. President Joe Biden urged Israel to use caution in any response to Iran's unprecedented attack, reports the Wall Street Journal. On Sunday, he pressed allies for a united diplomatic front in a bid to stop the hostilities from spiraling into open warfare that could engulf the Middle East and entangle the United States. Republican senators are urging Guatemalan President Bernardo Arevalo to stand firm in the face of the Biden administration's efforts to pressure him to withdraw support from a multinational declaration affirming there is no right to abortion, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Signed by 36 nations, the Geneva Consensus Declaration states that, quote, every human being has the inherent right to life, that in no case should abortion be promoted as a method of family planning, that any measures or changes related to abortion within the health system can only be determined at the national or local level according to the national legislative process, and that the child needs special safeguards and care before as well as after birth, end quote. The signatories affirm that, quote, there is no international right to abortion, nor any obligation on the part of the states to finance or facilitate abortion, consistent with the long-standing international consensus that each nation has the sovereign right to implement programs and activities consistent with their laws and policies, end quote. Sadly, President Joe Biden withdrew the United States from the Geneva Consensus Declaration within days of taking office as part of its ongoing efforts to promote abortion on demand around the world. And finally, Fox and Friends co-host Lawrence Jones has a deep-rooted Christian faith and a growing media career that has landed him on millions of TV screens each week, reports FaithWire.com. He explained that he comes from, quote, generations of pastors, so the gospel at large, knowing who Christ is and accepting him into my heart, that's all I know, end quote. The 31-year-old TV host said that his, quote, faith became real when life became real, end quote, when he left home and moved to Washington, D.C., and ultimately New York City. Jones, who recently released the book American Man, Speaking the Truth About the War on Masculinity, said he's striving to be more like Jesus each and every day. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And that's The World View on this Monday, April 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.